everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Tampa, Florida, George M. Steinbrenner Field, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Tampa Tarpons, or the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Tonight we have game three of a four-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. Happy to report we will have an on-time start. Yesterday we had a delayed start due to lightning. No lightning today. We should be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings right around 6:30. And for the St. Lucie Mets, they are trying to snap a pesky seven-game losing streak, which started on this current road trip. Mets came on to this 12-game, 13-day road trip over to Dunedin, won the first game, played brilliantly, maybe their best played game of the season. They have not won since. They lost the final five to Dunedin. Games over here in Tampa were canceled on Tuesday and Wednesday due to Hurricane Idalia. We were able to get the series going on Thursday. The Mets lost 15-3. They are more competitive last night, stealing nine bases, but losing 7-5 as Jackson Castillo hit a big home run and Tampa was able to overcome four errors and those nine stolen bases to beat the Mets for a second straight day. So the Mets looking to snap the seven-game losing streak and win a game in this series and try to split this series. They can do that with wins today and tomorrow in the finale. And for the Tarpons, they are trying to win this series by taking the first three games. Mets limp into this game with a 40-81 record. The 81 losses have tied a franchise high. Mets also lost 81 games in 2008 and 1997. Mets are 16-40 in the second half. Tampa 28-28 in the second half, 59-63 overall. So an outside shot for the Tarpons to finish 500 overall this season if they can play well over the next and final eight games. The standings, not that it matters too much to the Mets, but it's still interesting. Jupiter is 28-30, one game up on Palm Beach in the second half, three games up on Daytona, and the Mets have been eliminated. In the West Division, it's a two-horse race now. Lakeland has a 39-19 second-half record. They've just been gangbusters. Four-game lead over Bradenton. Marauders playing well, 34-22, but they have been up against that buzzsaw with the Flying Tigers. Clearwater has lost seven in a row, seven and a half games out, about to be eliminated in second-half contention. Fort Myers, Tampa, Dunedin, all eliminated in the second half. None of those three teams will be going to the postseason. Other games around the Florida State League today, we have one final. Dunedin pitched a no-hitter in game one of a doubleheader in Daytona. Blue Jays beat the Tortugas 1-0. Kendry Rojas, six no-hit innings, only 74 pitches. They didn't let him throw the seventh. They used a reliever to finish the deal. So that was a big loss for Daytona. Game two between those two teams is coming up in about 20 minutes. One other game currently underway. Jupiter leads Lakeland 6-4 in the top of the seventh. That's just a single game today. The 6:30 games include Fort Myers at Clearwater and Palm Beach at Bradenton. And this one as well will start at 6:30. Take a short break here on the pregame show. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Tarpons.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at George M. Steinbrenner Fields. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It features Douglas Orellana for the Mets, making his 18th start of the season, appearing in his 22nd game. 21-year-old is from Caracas, Venezuela. He is 3-4 this year, a 5.03 ERA. He has spent his entire 2023 campaign with the St. Lucie Mets. He last pitched last Saturday in Dunedin. 5 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. That's a lot of fives, and he wears number 55. Kept the Mets in the game. They would eventually lose in extra innings. Starting pitcher for Tampa is right-hander Sean Herrmann, a 20-year-old from Valrico, Florida, drafted by the Yankees in the 14th round in 2021 out of Plant City here in Florida. So he's a local, Plant City right down the road from Tampa. This season with the Tarpons, he has pitched in 20 games, all starts, 6-6 record, 5.57 ERA. Herrmann versus Orellana, your starting pitching matchup. Lineups will begin with the visiting Mets, leading off and playing short, Marco Vargas. Nick Morabito bats second place center. Wilfredo Lara hits third is the DH. Vincent Perozzo catching and batting cleanup. Yarel Martinez hits fifth. He's in right. Diego Mascara bats sixth. He's at second. Kellum Clark is the left fielder hitting seventh. Nick LaRusso hits eighth. He's at third. And Jairo Cuevas is at first base. For the Tarpons, we will have to wait until after the national anthem. The Tarpons running out individually, called out with a fan, as it's a fan appreciation night here at Steinbrenner Field. We pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have Tarpons lineup and first pitch in game 3 of this 4-game series between the Mets and the Tarpons. National anthem by a local recording artist here in Tampa. Very talented gentleman. Sean Gavin Thomas is the name. Here is the starting lineup and the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Brenny Ascanio is going to lead off and play short. George Lombard, the Tarpons' number one draft pick, or Yankees' number one draft pick out of high school, gets the day off after playing well the first 2 games. Jackson Castillo hit the big three-run homer yesterday to give Tampa the lead for good. Bat second, he's in right. Omar Martinez, the DH today, he really struggled catching yesterday as the Mets stole nine bases off of him, but he gets a rest from behind the plate. Josh Moylan is the cleanup hitter and first baseman. Dylan Jasso moves from first to third. He bats fifth. Nelson Medina is the center fielder hitting sixth. Taylor Aguilar hits seventh. He's in left. Jose Colmenares is at second. He hits eighth. And Manuel Palencia is the catcher batting ninth. Tarpon's starting pitcher, Sean Herman, throwing his final few warm-up pitches here. Again, he has spent nearly the entire season in Tampa. He did get one spot start for High A Hudson Valley. Pitched well. Five innings, six hits, one run, one walk, and five strikeouts. Got a win, but that was not enough apparently to keep him in the Renegades rotation as they sent him back to Tampa. That start in High A came on August 6th, and his three appearances since have all been with Tampa. He last pitched on the 24th, 5 2/3, five hits, three runs, and a no decision against the Palm Beach Cardinals. So he's well rested. Throwing from the high three-quarter arm slot, throw down to second complete, a poor one-hopper from Palencia. Keep an eye on that. I'm sure the Mets will try to run again tonight. That was their best attribute yesterday with the nine stolen bags. Also caught three times, including at home. So it wasn't all roses running the bases, but still, that's something that they can feed off of. Home plate umpire Shea Graham signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Herman. It's a fastball fouled off by Marco Vargas for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:31. It's 89 degrees and partly cloudy at Steinbrenner Field tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Well, that foul ball deflected right off the mask of the catcher, Palencia. So the umpire, Shea Graham, walks the ball halfway out to the mound, giving him an extra moment. Here comes the second pitch of the night, and it's going to be a strike at 87 on the outside corner. Nothing and two on Vargas. His streak of leading off three games in a row with a base hit came to an end yesterday. He went hitless yesterday. And he swings and misses at the changeup and strikes out. One away in the top of the first. Nick Morabito had one of his best games as a St. Lucie Met yesterday. Made it on base three times, stole four bases. A career high for him. Also ties the season high for a St. Lucie Met. Kevin Villavicencio also did the deed. Here's a check swing over the first baseman. It lands foul. Check swing foul. And that almost lucked into an extra base hit. That was foul by about a foot. Dumped it over Moylan's head near the line. Just strike one. Nice night for a ball game. Slight breeze blowing in from center. Been blowing in, out, and to left the prior two games. So who knows what it'll be by the end of the night. 0-1 pitch is flown into right field. Shading his eyes is Castillo. Does he see it? Yes, he makes the grab. Route number one. It's not that sunny out, but he reacted as if he was in big trouble on that relatively routine fly ball, unless he lost it in the stadium lights. Which there is a stadium light pole basically right in his view. Two up, two down. Wilfredo Lara at the plate. Hit a two-run homer yesterday as team-high 14th, having a fine season here for St. Lucie. Takes a fastball right down the pipe. He's hit in six straight games. Had a tremendous August and a good start to July. The homer and a walk. Takes a fastball up and away at 92 from Herman. A ball and a strike. Herman, upon being drafted in 2021, began his career last season. 1-1 pitch, too high. Last year he pitched in six games for the Complex League team, pitched well, and then got promoted to Tampa, pitched well again, and now has spent the bulk of this season with the Tarpons at just 20 years old. 2-1 pitch is fought foul. He didn't turn 20 until June 13th. He's from Durant High School here in Florida, Plant City, which is right down the road from Tampa, pitching in his own backyard. New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso from Plant City. 2-2 pitches, a ground ball out to the shortstop. Ascanio throws to first and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 start for Herman as he retires Vargas, Morabito, and Lara. Douglas Orellana on the mound for the Mets when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Ready for the home first inning, no score. Douglas Orellana pitching for the Mets, first time in a week. Received a no decision in Dunedin, didn't have his best stuff, but hung tough, gave the Mets 5 innings. Gave him a chance to win. All you can ask as a starting pitcher. Brenny Ascanio will lead off. First action of the series for him. He takes ball one outside and supplanted by George Lombard Jr., the prize prospect and first round pick by the Yankees last month. Actually, 2 months ago now that we're in September. Draft was in July. Second pitch from Orellana is a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. And then a foul ball off to the left, and it's nothing and two. It's a Saturday night, which means we have the umpire, Shea Graham, calling his own balls and strikes. Challenge system available to both teams. Tampa, from what I remembered last year, doesn't use the challenge system very much, and that stayed true last night. They only used one. Mets are down to their last challenge, an inning and a half into the game. So I'm sure they'll be using it early and often, as they usually do. 2-2 pitch, the curveball goes high. And a fastball is grounded by Ascanio to second base. Easy play for Mosquera. Goes to first for the out. One away. Here is Jackson Castillo. Last night came up to the plate with 2-1 and 2 outs in the fourth inning. Down a run, hit a 3-run homer. And the Tarpons, with that swing, led the rest of the game. First pitch, fastball too high. It was his first run, home run for Tampa. The 1-0 pitch fouls it back to the backstop. Ball and a strike. The Mets could use a really well-pitched game. They have given up 71 runs in this current 7-game losing streak. So the bad broadcaster Matt tells me it's an average of 10 runs per game. Here's a floater into left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Kellum Clark's got to go to it quickly, and he does. And that will hold Castillo to a flare single. He's on with one out. First base runner of the night for either side. Just a lob wedge right over the head of Nick LaRusso. That's third base. Starting to get in that territory down the third base side. Shallow left field where it's a long run for two players and a single could quickly become a double, but that was not the case. A one on, one out. Fastball strike one to Omar Martinez. Homered in his first at-bat of the series on Thursday night. It was his 18th of the year and his 70th RBI. Those are both second place in the Florida State League. 0-1 pitch, a curveball too high. He's had a good bat, then we saw the Mets pick on him yesterday as the catcher, stealing nine bases against him. But tonight, he is just the designated hitter. And they keep the bat in the lineup. Good size lead for Castillo, bouncing off of first. A 1-1 curveball, good pitch at 77 for a strike at the letters. 1-2. One on, one out, bottom first, no score. Rihanna from the stretch comes set, holds the glove belt high, throws to first. Castillo back in safely. Orellana, he gets picked on too by base runners. He allows a lot of steals. He is extremely slow to the plate, even with runners on base. So he at least checks on Castillo there, who looks like he might run. He doesn't. Pitch comes home, and it's grounded to first. Picked up by Cuevas. Throw to second in time for one. Back to first. Orellana can't make the catch. No double play. If he does make the catch, it's going to be in time to get Martinez. That was a good-looking relay by the Mets. Cuevas to Vargas, and Vargas a strike back to first. Orellana was on the base, stretching out just like a first baseman. He had gotten to the base in time, just could not make the catch. Will not be an error. And the fielder's choice, 3-6. It was not a well-hit ball. Kind of a slow bouncer. The catcher slash DH running. That gave the Mets an opportunity to turn that double play as slow as it was moving. But alas, Martinez is safe on first. First pitch to Josh Moylan is a strike. Second pitch, a ball in the dirt, kicks away. Perozzo picks it up, throws to second, and it goes into center field. It'll be a wild pitch, or as Martinez scampers up, Perozzo's wild throw to get him goes into center, but Martinez stays at second. No error. A lot happening on that play. That ball bounced really far away up the third base line from Perozzo. That's not where a catcher is used to trying to throw to second base. Ball just sailed away from him. Unfortunately, it didn't cost him another 90 feet. 1-1 on Moylan. Pitch is a fastball for a called strike at 93. And it's 1-2. Moylan takes his timeout, now back in the box. Martinez, good size lead off of second. Orellana peeks back at him. And the 1-2 pitch comes home, and it's fouled back late. Emergency hack from Moylan. Moylan off yesterday, played in the series opener. Had a good game, 2-for-4, slugged a first-inning home run. Part of back-to-back homers by Martinez and then Moylan. One-two pitch again, and it's going to be flown out to left. Clark on the run, but it's going to land foul in the stands. And Tarpon's really put it on the Mets in the opener, 15-3. Hit three home runs, a double, a triple. That's only one extra base hit. Nine hits allowed by the Mets. Nine walks issued, but much more competitive yesterday. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Orellana strikes out Moylan on a slider. And Strands Martinez at second base. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left. We go to the second at Steinbrenner Field. No score between the Mets and the Tar Heels.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald here in Tampa. We got a really nice crowd here tonight at Steinbrenner Field, coming here since 2014. This might be the best non-Tebow crowd I've seen for a Mets Tarpons game. It's fan appreciation night, second to last home game for Tampa this season. They're on the road next week. First pitch from Herman to Perozo in the top of the second is a called strike. A good portion of the seating bowl behind Tampa's dugout all the way over to the corner of the Mets dugout is full. Ground ball by Perozo right to the third baseman Jasso. Throws to first for the out. Good idea by Perozo as he's a lefty and they had shifted him wide open there at third base, but unfortunately hit it right to the third baseman. It was shaded to the left. That's four up, four down for the starter, Herman. One strikeout, one air out, two on the ground. Now Yarrel Martinez. Martinez starting to cause me to worry as he waits on this first pitch, and it's a ball outside. He's been stuck on nine home runs, and we have eight games left, including tonight. And he's not going to play in all eight. So time is of the essence as he fouls this pitch back. He last homered on August 4th in Daytona. So we're going on almost a month. Hate to be stuck on nine with a month to go and not get to double digits. 1-1, and he hits a big bouncer foul past first. Now this is a smaller ballpark. Conditions favor the hitters, although the wind is really starting to whip in from center right now. It's only 3-14 to right and 3-18 to left as Martinez uses his timeout. Short porch in right, just like up in the Bronx. A 1-2 pitch, and it's high. Fastball at 92. He was the count. Tampa's taken advantage of their stadium. They've hit four home runs this series through the first two games. Mets have hit one. Here's a fly off the end of the bat into shallow right center. The second baseman runs back. Colmenares makes the catch for out number two. Martinez retired. Two up, two down for Herman. All five batters out. And Diego Mosquera comes up. Mosquera, another hit yesterday on a season-high five-game hitting streak. Waits on this first pitch. It's a strike at 91.
big tall righty. Comes at a high three-quarter arm slot. Oh-one inside with the fastball. Arm slot there dropped a tad, so changing angles. One-one tied him up. Fouled away. One and two. No score, two outs, nobody on in the top of the second. Herman's 1-2 pitch is grounded out to third, but it goes foul. Bounding around by the Mets dugout. Top of that dugout, the fans put their beverages and lay out their feet as that fancy New York Yankees script across the top. Mosquera rips this ball fair down the third baseline, and it's rolling, and he's hustling up to second base, and he will stand in with the two-out double. He's now on a six-game hitting streak. Nice pull down the line. Kept it fair by plenty. Here comes the Mets' first base runner, the Mets' first hit. Now a two-out RBI opportunity for Kellum Clark. Clark playing in his second game of this series. Went 1-for-3 with the double and a walk on Thursday. That was the Mets' only extra base hit, the two-bagger, hit early in the game. Herman's first pitch from the stretch is grounded sharply to second, right at Colmenares, who throws to first, inning over. And Clark hit it on the nose, but right to the second baseman, and the inning is over. No runs to the Mets, one hit, no errors, and Mosquera stranded at second. We'll go to the home second. No score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dylan Jasso leads off the home second. Scoreless affair between St. Lucie and Tampa. First pitch to Jasso is a strike from Douglas Orellana. Orellana worked around a one-out base knock last inning, only threw 18 pitches. 0-1 is grounded up the middle, cut off by Vargas on the dive, gets up those to first, got him! What a play by Marco Vargas at short. The diving stop to his left, props himself up, a one-hopper dugout by Cuevas, and Jasso is out. An emphatic punch out by the first base umpire, Chad Lagana. It was a bang-bang play. Tampa manager Rachel Balkovic right there to see it. No argument. Fans didn't like it. That was spectacular by Vargas. One down. Nelson Medina is up. He fouls one away. A very similar play made by George Lombard Jr., the Yankees shortstop yesterday. That was right on par by Vargas. Second pitch is a ball high. 1-1. There I did it again. I said Yankees instead of Tarpons. Mentioned it last night's broadcast. Several Florida State League teams have undergone a name change since I've been in this league. A swing and a miss. I have no problem with those other teams. For some reason, I can't get past the Yankees here in Tampa, calling them the Tarpons, which they should be correctly called. They used to be the Yankees, the Tampa Yankees, for a long time. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Medina goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Orellana. Two gone in the home second. That's Taylor Aguilar. We had the Daytona Cubs became the Daytona Tortugas in 2015. It's the Chicago Cubs moved their affiliation to Myrtle Beach and the Reds swooped in. Couldn't keep calling a Reds affiliate the Cubs. And the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles started in 2021. Prior to that, they were the Miracle. I still kind of struggle with that, too, doing the play-by-play. Although sometimes, I believe on Thursday nights, they call themselves the Miracle. So I do like that. 1-0 pitch, a check swing, a half swing by Aguilar. Goes too far, 1-1. Yana's pulling some strings right now. So a good changeup, a good slider, a good curve. There's the slider swung through and missed, and it's 1-2. And you can throw several pitches at any time for strikes. You can get some quick outs. 1-2 pitch to Aguilar. And he swings and misses at the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for Orellana. A 1-2-3 second inning. He's retired 5 in a row, 3 via the K. 2 innings down. We go to the third, scoreless.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Leading off the Mets, the third baseman at number 18, Nick LaRusso.
Nick LaRusso, Johairo Cuevas will bat, and then back to the top and Marco Vargas in this third inning. No score, each team with one hit, no errors. Had a couple of wild games to start this series. It'd be nice if we could have a sharply played, well-pitched game by both sides. Maybe we're onto something here. 15-3 game one, 7-5 game two with seven errors between the teams. Yesterday was entertaining, but you know, a sloppy, awkward game at times. Like a good old-fashioned low-scoring pitcher's duel, good defense, right plays as LaRusso bashed this ball high into left field. That's going to go over the head of Aguilar and off the wall, and LaRusso into second base with the leadoff double. That's two doubles in the last three batters for the Mets against Herman.
Now batting the first baseman, number 19, Johairo Cuervas.
Mosquera belted one with two outs. Clark hit a sharp ground out. Now LaRusso lined up that pitched well. So that's really three batters in a row that have struck the ball well for St. Lucie. And if this game is going to be a lower scoring, well-pitched game, this now becomes a crucial situation for the Mets. Runner on second and nobody out. Can they get him over and in? Yesterday, 2 for 20 runners in scoring position, losing by two runs. And if they go 3 for 20, 4 for 20, still poor, they probably win. Or at least force the game into extras. Cuevas bounces one to third. Runner check. Jasso throws to first. Sidearm in time. Well executed by Jasso at third base. Field the high grounder. Look back. LaRusso throw to first in time. That's how you draw it up defensively. Say Cuevas had one of those two hits with runners in scoring position yesterday, but unable to come with one here. Now back to the top in Vargas. How did the Mets fare first time through the order against Herman? Not that great. Couple of doubles. Everybody else was retired. Back to the top in Vargas, and he takes a fastball right down the pipe, strike one. See if the Mets can make an adjustment second time around. Herman very efficient, right at 30 pitches. Vargas takes another fastball, this one on the outside corner, and it's nothing and two. Vargas struck out in his first at-bat to start the game. Herman's 0-2. Fastball too far off. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Off as well, a changeup. 2-2 count. All four of these pitches, well, except for the first one. First one is middle out, but Herman's trying to stay away from coming inside, it would appear. Two-two pitch stays outside, but this one's outside corner. Called the strike. It's challenged by Vargas, and it's upheld. Two gone in the top of the third. And LaRusso, who started this inning with the double, is still out there at second. So Vargas strikes out for the second time and loses a challenge. Mets have two left the rest of the night. There is Morabito, 0-for-1 with the fly out to right. Herman will look back to second. LaRusso walks back in, no throw. Herman's first pitch is grounded up the middle under his glove, but right out to the second baseman. Colmenares throws to first, inning over. Like Colmenares was tucked right up against the pie slice line. All he had to do was shuffle his feet to his right. He was right there to grab it over the second base bag. Inning over, Mets went 0-for-3, runners in scoring position that inning, and they waste the leadoff double. No score as we head to the home third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
At the bottom of the third, Jose Colmenares gets his first at-bat of the night. Made a nice play there to end the top half of this third. Hard ground ball by Morabito, snuck right under the glove of the pitcher. Colmenares was behind him waiting for it. Colmenares with the hug of Perozzo as he enters the batter's box. These fellas must know each other. Baseball players, a tight-knit group. First pitch, a ball. Second pitch, a ball high from Orellana. It was looked sharp today. Two innings, one hit. No runs, no walks. Probably the most important thing. And three strikeouts. 2-0 pitches, swung on a miss. Came right back at him with the fastball. One pitch, strike, 2-2. Well, Orellana has had to sit back as he watched the two other youngsters from Latin America in the rotation, Ovias and Garcia, get promoted to Brooklyn here at the end of the season. And Orellana throws this one that's fouled away, and that one hit the umpire. Perozzo will steady Shea Graham. So, Orellana, those three were kind of all neck and neck most of the season, feeding off each other, but certainly Ovias and Garcia started to separate themselves a bit. 2-2 pitch, Orellana throws it in the dirt. So Orellana, I'm sure, would like to prove that he's deserving of a late season call-up as well. I'd show that right here tonight. 3-2 pitch to Colmenares, and he struck him out. Ball popped out of Perozzo's mitt. He tags out Colmenares. Confirms the strikeout. That's now three consecutive strikeouts from Orellana. That was a changeup. Right down the pipe. Colmenares guessed wrong. Four strikeouts in the last five batters. Now we come to Manuel Palencia. Catcher in his first at-bat of this series takes a slider for a strike. No score, one out, bases clear. 0-1 pitch comes inside. A 1-1 curveball, a strike at the top of the zone, a look of disgust from Palencia. He will use the timeout and walk away. Does not use the challenge. Again, last year, it wasn't really ever said publicly, but scouts and sources said they had heard that Tarpon's batters were not allowed to challenge. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Strike out number two of the inning, four in a row, and five out of six. Orellana on fire right now.
Now batting the shortstop, number one, Freddy
Escanio. Back to the top, and Escanio. So how did the Yankees or the Tarpons fare against Orellana first time through the order? Not well. He got one hit and struck out five times. A bleeding single, that's it. Back to the top in Escanio, and he takes a pitch inside, checks his swing on appeal. He held. Ball one. Fastball popped up on the infield. Vargas is calling for it. The Mets shortstop underneath makes the play for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for Orellana. He has retired 7-8 in a row and 9 of 10 to start this game. He looks sharp tonight, folks. Fourth inning coming right up. No score between the Mets and the Tarpons.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
I can't believe we're in the fourth inning already. This is awesome. An on-time start. It's like, what, 39 minutes to play three innings? Sign me up. Herman's first pitch to Lara. So we start the fourth as a ball outside. Well, Herman's averaging 11 pitches per inning, while Orellana's averaging 14 per inning. These pitchers are on it tonight. Lara, one-handed fly into left field. Aguilar running forward, makes the catch for out number one. Another quick out. Mets have two hits, doubles by Mosquera and LaRusso. Neither made it off second base. Everybody else retired. And, of course, 9 of 10 Tarpons have been retired to start the game. Just a one-out single in the first. When does a pitcher's duel become a pitcher's duel? You have to wait till the fourth inning, third inning. Can you just get the feel, like, right away in, like, the first or second? I think that's up for debate. Maybe in the eye of the beholder. 1-0 pitch from Herman is hooked into right field. On the run is Castillo, and he can't get there. A dying quail hit by Vincent Perozzo into right field. And a base hit. What an awkward flight on that ball. It looked like just a pull to straight away right field at Castillo. Just kind of knuckled down in front of him. Again, the wind blowing straight in from center maybe had some kind of effect on it. One on, one out for Yerel Martinez. Popped out first time up. Ground ball to first base. Stepping on first is Moylan. And now they have Perozzo in a rundown. Moylan's going to tag him out on the relay from Ascanio. Double play, and the inning is over just like that. A ground ball right on the first base line. Moylan fell down, picked it up, stepped on first, threw up to second, and they proceeded to get Perozzo in the rundown. If he didn't slide into second, well, he would have been out either way. Well, just like that, inning over, double play hit into by Martinez. 3.5 complete, go to the home fourth, still scoreless.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Talking about the speed of this game, that top of the fourth inning, a five-pitch inning, included the Mets getting a hit in the base runner. Mara was out on the second pitch. Rosa quickly singled, and Martinez, not long after, hits into the 3-6-3 double play. It's a short rest for Orellana. He's throwing 41 pitches through three shutout. Retired seven in a row. Correction, eight in a row. And here is Castillo, the only man to reach against him with a bloop single to left the opposite way. One out in the first. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is grounded into the hole at second. Nice play by Mosquera. Backhand swivels around, makes a strong, accurate throw to first to retire Castillo. This team's flashing some leather tonight. Middle infield for the Mets, two great plays. Omar Martinez up, and he foul tips the first pitch. Well, you got pitchers who are throwing strikes, and that's essentially forcing the batters to attack early in the count. And when the pitchers are hitting their spots, throw a strike in there and get a swing, making a lot of outs quickly. Here's a pop-up towards the stands. LaRusso searching, and it's four rows deep. And that's third baseman leaned up against the rolled-up tarp. That one is for the kids. A lot of kids here tonight. Well, chasing balls around the concourse. This isn't like Dunedin, where, you know, pop fly out of play winds up back in the parking lot. Big, spacious seating bowl. Really have to hit a foul ball pretty far to get it out of the stadium. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Martinez strikes out. Six strikeouts for Orellana. Ten straight batters retired. Two gone in the home fourth, and Josh Moylan is up. He fouls one back. Another example of a ball that stays in the seating bowl. That would have been out of TD Ballpark over in Dunedin. 0-1 pitch is grounded foul to first, and it's nothing and two. We have to pause as Yero Martinez has to come pick this ball up. Orellana locked in right now. 0-2 pitch. Oh, a strikeout right at the letters of Moylan. Fastball painted. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons. 11 straight retired by Orellana. Back-to-back strikeouts to finish the fourth. On to the fifth we go at Steinbrenner Field. No score.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
We're in the fifth inning. 49 minutes into this game. I'm not used to this. I feel like we've not even reached some third innings. 49 minutes into games this year. It's a pitcher's duel now. I'm classifying it as one. Sean Herman versus Douglas Orellana. Herman throws strike one to Mosquera, who doubled against him with two outs in the second. Slider for a strike, and Mosquera challenges it immediately and lost it. So Mets 0-2 in challenges. They have one left the rest of the game. Another strange challenge on a 0-1 pitch. Since the prior challenge came on a strike three. 1-2. Ground ball to first, and it's by the dive of Moylan. Now, he was playing in, and because of that, the ball was quickly upon him. And he sprawled to his right, couldn't stop it. Base hit from Mosquera. He's 2-for-2. That's quietly up to four hits in the game now. Let's see if they can get a run across. Here's Kellum Clark. 0-for-1 with the sharp ground out. Herman throws to first. Not in time. Well, after the Mets stole 9 bases yesterday, with the way this game is unfolding, a stolen base could be huge in this game. Trying to get somebody to second base. As this ball is popped foul to the stands. Nothing in one. This is single-A baseball, so these pitching duels, if you get one, they flame out pretty fast just because the starters. Here's another pickoff throw, safe again. These two throws not exactly accurately to the bag. Now, at this stage in the season, it's surprising if you see a starter go 6 innings as organizations take care of the arms 120 games in. Fly ball struck well into deep left center field. Aguilar on the run, backing up, gives way to Medina, the center fielder, who makes the catch on the run. Clark sent it a good ways out there, straight into the teeth of the wind, and Medina makes the catch. That is the left fielder's ball all the way. Why Medina was the one to make the catch, not Aguilar, who was right there, had stopped and planted, I could not tell you. Fortunate that they got the catch, period, between the two. Another pickoff throw. Safe again. The step-offs reset with the new at-bat. Herman throws home. Ball is outside. Nice stop by Palencia. LaRusso, the batter, slugged a double back in the third, led off the inning with that. The next three Mets went down in order. He was stranded. 1-0 pitch, a fly into right center. On comes Castillo. Loses his cap, makes the catch. Two down. So Sean Herrmann doing some of his best work when the Mets get a runner on base, particularly the leadoff man. There is Cuevas, 0-for-1 from the ninth spot with the ground out to third. We are scoreless, two outs, a runner on first in the top of the fifth inning. Herrmann came into this inning, 39 pitches through four. The Mets being very aggressive in attacking him. Very high strike-to-ball ratio. Another pickoff throw. Again, the pitch clock or the step-offs had reset. First pitch, fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Mascara gets his lead, solid lead. Doesn't run, pitches fouled away into Tampa's dugout. Herrmann, 0-2 pitch, Cuevas lines it right to the second baseman, Colmenares, who makes a basket catch into his belly. Interesting way to field the line drive, but he got it, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors, runner stranded. We are halfway home in game number three of this series. No score between the Tarpons and the Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Douglas Orellana, three straight perfect innings. Throws a fastball too high to Jasso. A challenge and a loss by the Mets catcher Perozzo, and the Mets are done. They went 0-for-3 on challenges tonight. Again, if you're going to use a challenge when you're down your last one on the first pitch of an at-bat, not good. Second pitch is fouled away. And it's not like you need to bail out your pitcher. I think the way Orellana's pitching, he can overcome a 1-0 count. So another head-scratching challenge, but I keep saying it, we're in game 122. If it hasn't changed for the better by now, probably won't. There's a fly into center field. Morabito trailing back. He's got space. He's got the ball. Jasso's out. 12 straight retired now by Orellana. Fastest game, I should talk about this, but I'm going to do it anyways. Fastest nine-inning game for the Mets this year, 2 hours and 5 minutes. A game at Palm Beach back in May. Look, this game will slow down at some point. Once we get to the bullpens, hard to imagine guys for either side being as sharp as the starters. given how impressive they've been. But once it'll slow. Curveball is high. It's 1-1 on Medina. Medina struck out swinging in the second. But still, we pacing for an under 2 hour game at the moment as Medina fouls one away. First two games of this series, 3 hours and 1 minute, 3 hours and 2 minutes. Pitch is high, 2-2. Curveball, strike three, right down the pipe. Beautiful pitch by Orellana. He strikes out Medina for the second time. That is his eighth strikeout. 13 in a row overtime. Some games just have it all working. Two up, two down. Aguilar at the plate. And he waves at a first pitch changeup for a strike. Another half-hearted swing. These Tarpons are just not picking up the ball out of Orellana's hands. And again, because he's throwing every pitch he has in the arsenal for a strike, it makes it so much tougher for the hitter to guess what's going to happen. So you get a fair share of uncertain swings. Slider down and in. Ball and a strike. A 1-1. Too high. That looked like a pretty good pitch, but with no challenges left. That's where if you had three challenges left, you use one right there. With none, no option. 2-1 pitch. Fastball paints the corner. Fastball at 92. Two balls, two strikes. Now Aguilar steps out. Didn't use the timeout. And he is alert to the batter with eight seconds left, barely. Ground ball to first. Cuevas scoops it. He will make the long underhand toss to Orellana, who two hands makes the catch at first. Inning over. Four consecutive perfect innings for Orellana. He's retired all but one batter tonight. Man, what a performance he is putting on at Steinbrenner Field. Sixth inning is next. We have no score in this one.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Sean Herman returns to work in the sixth inning. He's thrown exactly 50 pitches in five shutouts, so averaging 10 pitches per. Orellana at 62 pitches through five. First pitch swinging is Vargas. He bloops it to center field, and that's going to fall between two Tarpons for a base hit. Marco Vargas, seeing eye single, you could say, drops it over the head of the shortstop, Escanio, and right in front of Medina, the center fielder. It might have been just a sliver of grass between the two, and that's where the ball dropped. Mets up to five hits now with Vargas and his speed at first base. See if the Mets put him in motion. He's got a big lead. Pitch comes home. Down and away, ball one to Nick Morabito, who's 0 for 2. Well, the aggression continues for the Mets at the plate, swinging early in the counts. Some quick outs, but also five hits now. Vargas is running. Pitches inside. Oh, did it hit Morabito? It did. Caught him on the elbow. And he flips away the bat in disgust. The back elbow. And he raised his arm out of the way, the front arm, but not the back arm in time. Well, he is in some pain. He's going to eventually go down to first after being tended to by Gigi. But has some anger after being hit by that. Slamming the bat away, but he'll put on the sliding mitt and head down to first right now. So here we are, top of the sixth inning, no score. Mets have first and second, no outs. Just three pitches into the inning. The catcher, Palencia, will stand up in front of home plate, relay some signals. And this is about the biggest stoppage in action we've had today. Alfredo Lara, the hitter, he's 0 for 2. Herman's first pitch is grounded to third. Throw to second for one to first, double play. Jasso to Colmenares to Moylan. Morabito out at second. Vargas out at first. Or Lara out at first. Vargas down to third. How many pitches have been in this inning? The leadoff single. A ball to Morabito. Then he gets hit. And then the Lara double play. Four pitches in this inning. Two outs and a runner on third. And Perozzo swings at the fifth pitch of the inning and flies it to center field. Medina jogging in. He's got it. Inning over. A five-pitch inning from four different batters. Single hit batter, double play, flyout. Mets now 0 for 6 today. Runners in scoring position. A first and second opportunity, but no outs, goes by the wayside.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Now, this is bordering on absurd now. Three pitches into the top of the sixth. The Mets had first and second, nobody out. Two pitches later, the inning was over. They say if you watch a game of baseball, you'll see something new every single game. That's the first time I've seen that. Four batters. Five pitches in the inning. Colmenares at the dish. He struck out swinging his first time up. He swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Into shallow right. Two Mets are there, and it's Martinez making the catch. That ball is in the air a long time. Yarrell almost made his way to the infield. One pitch, one out for Orellana. And here's Palencia. And this is like a NASCAR version of baseball. Fifteen straight batters retired by Orellana. Ground ball, and it's by Castillo, a base hit. Oh, he gave it a wave, but a base hit for Palencia on the second pitch of the inning. And if he hits that 2 feet to the right, he's going to be out. But he's on. Very awkward-looking windmill action by Cuevas off of first base. Not an error by any means. So ends the streak of 15 and 0 retired. Now Orellana will adjust by going to the stretch. Back to the top of the order, and Brenny Ascanio. No score, one on, one out, bottom of the sixth. Orellana's first pitch, fastball high at 90. Ascanio would ground out to second and a pop out to short. One out, down and away, two balls and no strikes. Rihanna taking a peek over his shoulder. Plenty, a very short lead. Not going anywhere. Fly ball, left field. Kellum Clark drifting back. He's got room. He's got the catch for out number one. Out number two. Almost forgot that the first pitch of the inning was an out. Should know by now. It's not the first time. Two down and Castillo up. A single with one out in the first inning, and until Palencia got a grounder by Castillo, that was the only hit for the Tarpons. That's out hitting Tampa 5-2. First pitch off the plate, a fastball at 90. Trying to see down into each bullpen. It's hard here in the third floor broadcasting booth. We're a mile back. Stands get in the way, but I don't see anybody in either bullpen warming up. 1-0 pitch is outside as Orellana and Herman continue to duel. Orellana trying to match Herman with six shutout. Two-oh pitch laid in for a strike. Herman, by the way, not even averaging 10 pitches per inning anymore. 55 pitches through six. But sometimes it's not about pitch count. It's also about, you know, innings and how many ups for a pitcher. Curveball inside, three balls and a strike. A big sweeper by Orellana. Behind the count, 3-1. Furthest he's been behind in the count this game. Three-one pitch, fouled away. That one off the white fencing at the top of the stadium. That famous white fencing from Yankee Stadium. They have some of it here at Steinbrenner Field. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Palencia on first will be running on the pitch. There he goes. Here comes the Jackson. He lines it out of the reach of Orellana. Out to second. Mosquera fields it, throws it. Inning over. Line drive sails by Orellana. One hops out to Mosquera. Makes the play. A 4-3 ground out. And that'll do it. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man stranded. Another good inning for Orellana. He has matched Herman with six shutout. Herman already walking back out for the seventh.
Best tailgate brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Seventh inning, lights are on. They've been on since first pitch, but still some natural light out there. Sun not quite set as ball one is thrown by Herman. We did not have a first pitch swing by Yoel Martinez. 1-0. We got a second pitch swing. He grounds it to the first base in Moylan. He throws it to Herman on the run. 3-1 put out at first base. Martinez drops to 0-3. Well, as fast as we are playing, and we reached the first pitch of the seventh inning, 1 hour and 15 minutes into the game, somebody has to score, or we will play infinitely. Mosquera, he's had the best at-bat of the night. Oh, he takes one inside, nearly gets hit. He has doubled and singled, so he's been by far the best hitter in the game. Herman there tries to bust him inside, make him a little uncomfortable. And Mosquera right back in there. 1-0 pitch, fastball down the middle. Nobody throwing in Tampa's dugout or bullpen. Nobody throwing in the Mets' bullpen, at least from this view. As Mosquera fouls off another. If you had picked right now who's pitching better in this game, I don't know what to tell you. I'd say Orellana by a hair, as Mosquera takes a third strike and a strut around the mound for Herman. Now that's just his third strikeout. Orellana has not eight. And Orellana's only allowed two hits, whereas Herman has allowed five. Neither pitcher has walked a batter. Herman's been more efficient. But more hits and fewer strikeouts. So it's... Well, he's got Orellana in the pitch count department, but not hits or strikeouts. Everything else has been a push, so I'd give Orellana the nod by a hair. First pitch, a foul by Kellum Clark. He's 0 for 2. Takes a pitch inside, 1 and 1. Also, you know, Herman's been at his best when there's been runners in scoring position. Orellana really hasn't had to deal with that. Just one at-bat with a runner in scoring position. Came back in the first inning. Grounder to first base. Backing up is Moylan. He stabs it. Another throw to the pitcher covering. Herman there again. Inning over. 2-3-1 putouts and a strikeout. 7 shutout innings. Tossed by Sean Herman. Orellana jogging back out to the mound as we have hit the seventh inning stretch of a scoreless game.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
You know who hates these fast games on nights with big crowds? The concessionaire. It's less time to sell your product. They cut beer sales off in the seventh inning stretch. I don't know if they do. They only had about an hour and 15 minutes to sell today. We do have fireworks coming up after the game. Might be one of those situations where they're shooting them off with still daylight. Orellana throws a first pitch fastball by Omar Martinez. And a second pitch fastball, got it by him again. It's nothing and two. And Martinez have to be careful. He's got mega strength. He can change the game with one swing. Orellana's 0-2. Too high. Orellana entered this inning at 73 pitches. Herman only needing 64. For seven innings. Remarkable. A 1-2 pitch. Grounded out towards second. Nobody's covering first until Orellana gets there. And in time. A 4-1 ground out. Both Cuevas and Mosquera went for the ball. Diego picked it up. Nice job by Orellana not to be a spectator. Ran to cover. One away. Now retired 19 of 21 batters in this game. Here's Moylan. He has struck out twice, once swinging, once looking. First pitch, curveball, strike one. Correction, was that a overturn to a ball? No. Momentary stoppage, no challenge. Second pitch is a fly into shallow center. Morabito sees it in the lights, comes in, makes the catch. Two down. Moylan drops to 0-4-3. 20 out of 22 retired. Moylan Jasso is up. He's 0-4-2. Orellana trying for seven shutout innings. This is the longest outing by a Mets pitcher this season. Nine times this year, 10 times if you include today, had a pitcher pitch exactly six innings. A 1-0 pitch outside, two balls and no strikes on Jasso. Orellana will take his hat off, take a brief step back off the back of the mound, but pitch clock doesn't stop. It's winding down. He's got to go quick. 3-2, and he gets it away. It's inside for ball three. 3-0 pitch to Jasso. Fastball right down the pipe, taken all the way. Tampa has swung at a 3-0 pitch three times in this series, but not that time. Three-one pitch inside, ball four. That's the first walk of the game for either side. A two-out walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. And oh, for the Mets' sake, please don't let that be the undoing. Barroso's making the trip out to the mound. He's going to give his starter Orellana a breather before facing Nelson Medina. Gilbert Gomez is coming out. I think this is it. I think Gilbert's going to make the change. Ugh. Almost makes you sick that that's the way it has to end with the walk. He retired all but three batters. Orellana getting daps all around from his infield. They did a great job behind him, too. Douglas Orellana pitching probably the best game of his career, certainly the season. He gets an applause from everybody here in Tampa. 6 2/3. Two hits, one walk, eight strikeouts, 83 pitches. He is responsible for the runner on first. New pitcher coming in.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
This is development coach Regan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dakota Hawkins is the new pitcher for the Mets, the undrafted player out of Washington State. Try to strand an inherited runner at first base. This is game number two for Hawkins. He pitched really well last Saturday night in Dunedin. Two no-hit innings. No runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. He will face Medina, who has struck out twice. Hawkins really unveiled a nice, slow curveball last week. Let's see what he has here for Medina. First pitch, he starts with a fastball for a strike at 87. Jasso on first base, a short lead, held on by Cuevas. Oh, one pitch, a bleeder into shallow right field. Martinez comes on, he dives. Oh, he made the catch! Yero Martinez with his defensive play of the season. Makes a diving catch to end the inning. His glove, hand, and arm got pinned behind him awkwardly, but he hung on to the ball. He's up and he's okay. It would have been first and third if that was not a catch. Inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. Seven innings in the books at Steinbrenner Field. No score between the Mets and Tarpons.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We're in the eighth of a scoreless game. First pitch swinging, LaRusso grounds one over second base to the second baseman. Throw from Colmenares is in time. One pitch, one out again. As LaRusso tries to hit one through, but Colmenares right outside the pie slice, able to jump into it and field that ball right above second base. Herman still is in the game. He's now at 7 in the third innings at 65 pitches. There's Cuevas 0 for 2. He takes a pitch for strike one. Final line for Orellana, 6 and 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. He will not receive a win or a loss tonight. 84 pitches, 56 strikes. Cuevas grounds one to first. That's going to stay fair. Yes. Taken by Moylan to first base, two down. Very close. That was riding the line. Went over first base fair. Three unassisted. Morabito was hit by a pitch with nobody out in the sixth inning to make it first and second. And Herman's retired everybody since. Seven straight. Back to the top in Vargas. Depending on what Vargas does, Herman could be through eight innings, under 70 pitches. Ground ball the first, goes foul. Well, this is the deepest an opponent has pitched into a game against the Mets. 7 2/3. One to Vargas. It's in the dirt. Or maybe just low. I don't know if we've had a ball in the dirt all night. That was right there on the border. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Hits off the mound. Oh, what a pick at short by Escano. Throws to first, inning over. These two teams are flashing some leather. That was a blind scoop by Escano on the short hop, as the ball hit the back of the mound, but did not make its way to center field. 8 shutout innings for Sean Herman. He might go to the ninth. First, we have to go to the home eighth. Hawkins back to work for the Mets, trying to keep it 0-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Pitching has been spectacular. The defense has been tremendous. We have no score in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-2, the Mets out hitting the Tarpons. No errors in the game. Tarpons made four errors yesterday. The Mets three. This has been a sharply contested ball game. Taylor Aguilar is at the plate, and he takes ball one from Hawkins. Assisted by Martinez. That great diving catch. To rob Medina of a hit. A 1-0 pitch, a strike. It's such a small right field here at Steinbrenner Field that, you know, shallow pop-ups to right and even deep fly balls, if they stay in the ballpark, the right fielder can make up ground. As this ball is hit high into left. Clark going back, rounding to it, and he's going to make the catch on the middle of the warning track. Aguilar right into the wind, falls just short. Nice running play by Clark. The first out of the eighth. Yerel Martinez, I don't think he's making that diving catch the end of the seventh inning in any other ballpark, because he would have had to play deeper. But here he can, you know, standard right field, you can get to a ball faster. We saw him make a catch on a pop-up near the infield earlier in the game. First pitch to Colmenares is a strike. He's 0-2. Fouls off the second pitch. And it's 0-2. He has struck out and flown out. And we'll use the timeout. Like I said in the fourth inning, this game will slow down at some point. Well, four innings later, it really has not. O-2 from Hawkins, and it's fouled away. And the closest we've been to slowing the game down was when Gilbert Gomez made the two-out pitching change. Last inning. 0-2 coming. Breaking ball. Grounded foul again. Not been a lot of at-bats like this. Repeated foul balls. Not many deep counts. Only one walk in the game. 0-2 pitch is fisted foul, and that's going to get into the seats. And Cuevas, the Mets first baseman over there by the netting. There is activity in Tampa's bullpen. Usually they don't warm those guys up without the intent of bringing them in, so Herman might actually be done. First things first, we have a battle here. Colmenares and Hawkins, it's still an 0-2 count. Hawkins pitch, right in the plate, right down the middle for strike three. Colmenares barks at himself for taking a good pitch for strike three. He battled when he got to two strikes, but let a nice one pass by. Two down in the eighth inning. And Manuel Palencia is up, one of just three base runners today. Got a one-out hit back in the sixth inning. Castillo had a single with one out in the first. Jasso worked a two-out walk in the seventh, and that is it for the Tarpons at the plate. Line drive slicing foul into Tampa's bullpen, and it's 1-1. Tampa's offense has had a good series. It's 22 runs, 15 hits, 17 walks, first two games. 1-1 pitch, a roller out to Vargas. He scoops it, sets his feet, throws to first, inning over. Dakota Hawkins, a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Sends this game to the ninth. We have still yet to have a team cross home plate. Maybe the Mets can do it.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
The new pitcher for the Tarpons in the top of the ninth, Luis Arjula, a 21-year-old right-hander from San Felipe, Venezuela. A tough act to follow. Sean Herman, 8 shutout innings. Nick Morbido's going to square to bunt, pull back, take a ball. Upon appeal, he did hold up. Ball one. Much different than a first pitch out. 1-0 pitch, a half swing and a miss on a sweeping slider. 1-1. Herman, 8 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts, only 71 pitches, 51 strikes. Morbido gets hit on the pitch inside. The second time he's been hit tonight. The third time he's been hit in the last 2 games. And the Mets have the go-ahead run at first base with nobody out in the top of the ninth. And Anthony Oliveri, Mets head trainer, is going to assist Morbido down to first base. And Nick, he's very mad as he's walking down there. Not like being hit. When it hurts, it takes the bat out of your hand. The more you get hit, the more frustrated you become. 3 times in 2 games. Too much. It looks like it hit him inside the front arm. And he's not running. Pitches a sweeper down low. That might have been the pitch to go on. Well, Morbido, he stole 3 bases, 4 bases yesterday, attempted 5 steals. He didn't get a chance to steal last time he got on because there was a runner ahead of him. And he's got a huge lead. He's going. Pitches a ball outside. Plencius throw to get him. The throw. He is safe. Whoa, close play. Bang, bang. We're all just waiting for the umpire's ruling. It was close. But Morbido steals second. A great throw from Plencia. Colmenares fields that ball almost into his belly and makes a lunging attempt. Tarpon's frustrated, and an arm being draped around Arjula right now, the starter. He's hit a batter and then thought he had out number one at second base. Certainly probably some emotions running through him. Of course, the pressure of having to follow your starter who threw 8 shutout innings. And here we go with the Mets with the runner in scoring position. They went 2 for 20 last night. They went 0 for 6 against Herman today. Wilfredo Lara, 0 for 3 with the double play ball. Waits on the 1-1 pitch. And he grounds it to third. Diving stop! The throw goes to first base in time. Jasso saves the tie with a sprawling play to his right, robbing Lara of a hit down the line, and he was able to check the runner. Morabito has to hold at third, second base. And now Gerardo Casadiego, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound. That's that close. That close. Lara a half foot more to the left. Down the line. He's at second base with the double, and the Mets are in the lead. Jasso makes another play. Boy, these guys on both sides defensively are absolutely balling out tonight. It has been tremendous to watch. You can't even be mad if you're a St. Lucie player or fan with what just happened. This is the tip of the cap. The mound meeting is being broken up. Vincent Perozzo will be the batter as one of the Mets' five hits. Again, he is an eager swinger. And I'm sure that might have been a talking point that, hey, you got these Mets guys swinging early in these counts. So, not the groove of pitch in there. Arjula's first pitch to Perozzo is in the dirt for ball one. No, it's in the dirt this time because Palencia just tossed it away to the dugout. No score, one out. Go-ahead run on second base in the top of the ninth. Pitch is a tapper out to short. The throw just in the nick of time to get Perozzo. Two down. Morabito was able to scamper to third. Mets now 0 for 8. Runners in scoring position tonight. Morabito wants second. Ground out, and he's not in. Yarrel Martinez, great defensive play. Can he give the Mets the lead? He's 0 for 3. First pitch, a big bouncer. Here's the charge, the glove, the throw to first, inning over. Almost an exact replay of the Perozzo ground ball. Martinez grounds out. Morabito on second, and then third, does not score. Second time tonight. Runner on second, third time tonight. Runner on second base, no outs, and the Mets cannot get him home. Tampa has a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Hawkins will try to force extras.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the order batting for the Tarpons. Hawkins has been nails, 14 pitches since entering, 12 strikes. He's retired all four he's faced. Here's Brenny Ascanio. First pitch to him is a weak grounder out to second. Mosquera scoops it, throws it, one down. One pitch, one out. This game seems destined for extra innings, doesn't it? For the Mets, you certainly hope so. Extra innings have not been kind to the Mets, but the alternative right now would be worse. Here's Castillo, 1 for 3, and he swings through a fastball. That was an uppercut swing, trying to end the game with one mighty blow. 0-1. Breaking ball stayed outside. A ball and a strike. A 1-1 pitch, a foul away. Hawkins pitched a scoreless eighth and ninth last Saturday in Dunedin when the Mets were trailing. He pitched a scoreless eighth with the Mets trailing. Mets tied it in the ninth. He then threw a scoreless ninth to get it to the tenth. He's doing the same thing in his second game with St. Lucie, trying to. Not really being eased into single-A action, is he? 1-2 pitch outside, two balls, two strikes. From the windup, the 2-2 pitch is grounded off the mound, right to Vargas in the pie slice. Those to first, two down. And all these middle infielders today have been perfectly positioned to field these balls up the middle, off the mound. Omar Martinez is up. Again, very dangerous power threat, second in the league in homers. Sure, he has got that in his mind. Curveball, he did. He swung and missed. Strike one. Slow curve at 71. Big uppercut swing. Actually got a piece for a foul tip. Hawkins 0-1. Same pitch this time for a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs, no score. Bottom of the ninth. An off-speed pitch low at 2-1. Two-one pitch, a swing and a miss. The slow curve again. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, and some groans from the crowd. Time called. Now Martinez back in there. Strike away from extra innings. The 2-2. Ground ball to Mosquera. Fields. Lob toss. Inning over. Dakota Hawkins has done his part. Seven batters faced in a tie game. He got them all. Nine innings. It only took an hour and 50 minutes. But it's not enough. We have to go to the 10th. No score.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
The Mets will have the free runner on second base to start this inning. Extra innings have been just an outright nightmare for the Mets. They are 1-6 this year. In the 10 innings of extra inning baseball they have played this year, they have only scored 3 runs. And keep in mind, all 10 of those innings, they were given a runner on second base, no outs. Correll pauses the runner at second. And a strike is delivered to Diego Mosquera. So pause, replacing Yerel Martinez, who was the last out of the ninth. Pitch is down and away. Same pitcher, Luis Arjula. Mets last played an extra inning game last Saturday. Did not score in the 10th inning or the 11th inning. 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1. Well, this is now the fourth inning out of 10 this game. The Mets have had a runner at second and nobody out. This one was gifted to them. Tampa will get the same, a runner at second in the bottom of the 10th. 2-1 pitch, a strike to Mosquera, 2-2. Mosquera tonight, a double and a single and a strikeout. His first at-bat with a runner on base. Arjula's pitch is grounded down the first base side, just foul. Oh, it was skipping over the chalk, but took a right turn a foot in front of the bag. Paz takes his lead from second, 2-2 to Mosquera. A line drive out of play into the stands. This might be one of those rare situations where, as the visiting team, if you get the free runner across, that might be good enough. You always want to guarantee that one and try to score a second. But with the way this game's going, that might be enough. Breaking ball right down the middle. Mosquera takes it for strike three. Another portion was, if you're that leadoff batter, you at least want to move the runner to third. Mosquera unable to do it. Mets now dropped to 0-10. Runners in scoring position. Well, two for their last 30. Kellum Clark is up. First pitch to him is a ball outside. And the Mets had a runner at second, nobody out in the ninth. Three straight ground outs induced by Arjula. Left the runner aboard. Clark 0-3. 1-0 pitch. He takes it low. Two balls, no strikes. Arjula's 2-0. Gets in for strike one. Fastball 88. Clark tonight, two ground outs and a flyout. Mets have five hits, Tarpon's two. Tarpons haven't had a runner reach second base since the first inning. 2-1 pitch and Clark foul, flies it to left. Easy play for Aguilar. He's underneath, makes the catch, two down. That's 0-11 with runners in scoring position. And that leaves it to Nick LaRusso. He's 1-4-3. A double back in the third inning. And he picked the Mets up and get Paws in for the lead. First pitch, strike one, a slider at 78. One line drive deep right field. Castillo on the run. It's over his head and it's off the wall. Paz is going to score. LaRusso's going to second. He slides in. He is safe. The Mets have the lead. The dugout erupts. 1-0 St. Lucie. Nick LaRusso slashes one deep to right field. Carries over Castillo's head. Hits off the warning track. And he races into second to beat the throw. There it is. 0-11 has just become 1-12 with runners in scoring position. And a rare, an extremely rare extra inning run produced by the Mets offense. Casadiego, the pitching coach, back out to the mound again for a visit. I mean, Tampa pitching the last two games was keeping the Mets, what, 2-for-31 runners in scoring position. That's almost impossible to keep going. Just a matter of time. And it was LaRusso's time, his second double of the game. His biggest hit by far as a St. Lucie Met. And now if Cuevas can get a hit, the Mets would really be in a great position to win the game. He's 0-for-3, mound visit over. Arjuna's first pitch is swung on and missed, a changeup. In the dirt, good block by Palencia. So it takes until two outs in the top of the 10th in the game's first run. One pitch. Cuevas flies it to right, trailing back is Aguilar, still going back, and he's going to make the catch towards the corner. And that will end the inning. The Mets cash in the free run, a 1-0 lead. Can the pitching staff throw 10 shutout innings to get a win? Find out the other side of the break.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher for the Mets, it's right-hander Bryce Jenkins. Mets 17th round draft pick out of Tennessee. 22 years old, this will be his second game with St. Lucie. Pitched on Sunday. A hit, a walk, two runs in an inning. That 13-8 loss to the Blue Jays. Being asked to get three outs without allowing the runner from second base to score. Waiting to see who Tampa will send out there. Would not expect it to be Martinez, the slow-footed DH who made the last out of the ninth, and it won't be. It will be Rock Riggio. Riggio, the pinch runner at second. Both teams opting to have the free runner be a pinch runner. Batter is Josh Moylan. Mets lead 1-0. Tampa. Looking for the game-tying run as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Moylan. An awkward swing for strike one. Mets have only pitched two shutouts this year. Both have come in seven-inning games. Not had a nine-inning strikeout. Or nine-inning shutout. How about a 10-inning shutout? 0-1 slider too low. And this seven-game losing streak the Mets are on, pull out 71 runs, trying to go from that to 10 shutout innings. With the flip of a switch, Jenkins set with the 1-1. Slider just missed. That's a really good-looking pitch. No challenges left. 2-1. Jenkins gives a long stare in. You're trying to get an out that doesn't advance a runner. Fastball, a strike at 92, perfectly placed inside corner. He's definitely right now trying to pick spots. Two and two on Moylan. Set, pitch home, inside with the slider, full count. Big pitch coming. Game-altering pitch, perhaps. Set with the 3-2. He delivers. Down and in. Ball four. Slider no good. Moylan takes the walk. He is now the winning run at first base. Dylan Jasso is up. This puts the winning run on. It also sets up a potential ground ball double play. Jasso 0-for-2 with the ground out, fly out, and a walk. Jenkins the 1-0. Fastball pops the mitt. 91 for strike one. That walk, that was it. There can't be another. Not to load the bases. One pitch, a double steal, and a pop-up into shallow right. Paws running on. He dives. He can't make the catch. One run is in. The game is tied. Here's the throw to the plate. The tag. Safe. Runners in. Tie game. And the winning run's at third base. Paws, Cuevas cannot combine to make a diving catch in shallow right. Riggio got held up at third. The Mets almost threw him out. The other two runners able to advance. And the Tarpons have tied the game and are on the brink of a win. Just a little flare by Jasso into no man's land in shallow right. Pause, replacing Martinez defensively. And right could not make the catch. Cuevas made a sliding attempt. And it landed. Jasso winds up at second base. Moylan on third. Mets bring the infield in. They will intentionally walk Medina. To load the bases. Winning run on third base. Nobody out. Incredible how this has turned against the Mets. Can they somehow finagle their way to the 11th? Infield is in. Can't worry about a double play. Aguilar the batter. Jenkins first pitch. Ground ball deflected off of Mascara into center field. Moylan scores. Game over. Tarpons win 2-1 in 10 innings. And they go and they mob Aguilar as the light show begins here at Steinbrenner Fields. Add it to the list, the long and growing list of the heartbreakers for the Mets this season. They played outstanding defense. They pitched their fannies off. They lost. Got the huge clutch hit in the top of the 11th. not enough. Tarpon celebrate out in right field. Leadoff walk, a little dinky single, drops in just between two Mets. Tying run scores, winning run winds up at third base. Next batter walks, next batter deflected single off Mascara's mitt. After it deflected off his mitt, he pounded his hand into the grass. Frustration upon frustration all season. This was a gut punch, folks. One of the best games the Mets have played all year defensively and on the mound. It's that old saying, when a team's having a rough year, when you pitch it well, you don't hit. When you hit, you don't pitch. And that was the case tonight. Mets only needed one run in regulation to get a win. Couldn't get it. Rolled the dice in extras. And just that little blue pit changed the entire course of the game. Off the bat of Dylan Jasso. The losing streak will hit 8. Tampa wins the series. Mets will have to hope they can win tomorrow to salvage something from this trip to Steinbrenner Fields. 2-1 the final in 10. Winning pitcher, Arjula. Losing pitcher, Jenkins. Mets dropped to 16-41 in the second half. 40-82 overall, the most losses in the 35-er history of the team. Tampa now above 500 in the second half at 29-28. They are 60-63 overall. What a win for the home team in front of a huge crowd. Now they'll all sit back and enjoy the fireworks. But a terrible blow for the St. Lucie Mets in a game in which they pitched it and played defense so well, the best they had all season, and it doesn't wind up as a win. Take a break, come back, and wrap up what was a wild game here at Steinbrenner Field.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Folks, it really is almost impossible to believe at this point what has transpired with this poor team here in 2023. Just when you think you haven't seen a loss like that, you've seen a loss like that. That just unbelievable as they turn the lights off here at Steinbrenner Field and start the fireworks show. We'll power through that. Let's get to this game, shall we? What a crazy game it was. It's the second shortest game of the season, and it still went an extra inning. And we were done with 9 innings at an hour and 50 minutes. Would have been close to one of the fastest games in the history of the franchise. That's how well it was pitched by the starters and then the relievers towards the end. As Douglas Orellana and Sean Herman were matching zeros and playing speedball, both their pitch counts were very efficient. They were getting out fast, early, There were minimal base runners against Orellana. There was some traffic by Herman for Herman, but he was able to get out of it unscathed. Let's get to some of the non-scoring in the game as we go over this one. The Mets got a two-out double from Diego Mosquera. Well, I should start in the bottom of the first inning. Jackson Castillo singled. Then he was forced out on a fielder's choice. The next batter, or the runner on first to was on first there on the fielder's choice. Martinez went to second on a wild pitch with two outs. He was stranded right there on a strikeout. That would be the only base runner to get to second base in nine innings for the Tarpons. The Mets would have plenty of guys get to second base, but they had the same thing as Tampa. Couldn't get him in. Nick LaRusso, or rather Diego Mosquera, a two-out double in the second for the Mets' first base runner. He was stranded. Nick LaRusso led off the third inning with the double. Next three batters retired in order. Nick never made it off of second. Mets had first and second. Nobody out in the sixth inning on a single and a hit batter with three pitches into the frame. Next two pitches got Herman out of trouble. A double play off the bat of Lara, and the next pitch a pop out by Barroso. Just like that, inning over. In the ninth inning, the Mets would get Morabito to second base with no outs. He was hit by a pitch, stole second. Next three batters ground out, and Morabito is stranded at third. At that point, the Mets were 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position through regulation. Meanwhile, Tampa next to nothing. They only had two other base runners after Castillo's single in the first inning. A one-out single in the sixth, never made it past first base. A two-out walk in the seventh was left at first base, as Orellana and Hawkins were awesome. Finally got to some runs in the 10th inning. Correll paused the free runner at second. He was at second base with no outs. Then he was there with two outs, and it looked like the Mets were going to come up empty again, but Nick LaRusso got the offense off the hook. He lined a single in, or double into right field. That made it 1-0. And at that point, you're thinking, with the way the Mets have pitched it and played defense, that could be enough, but it'd be great if they could get LaRusso home too, but he was stranded at second. You go to the bottom of the 10th. Omar Martinez, the free runner, or rather Rock Riggio, the free runner at second. Josh Moylan comes up. Couple of close pitches thrown by Jenkins called balls. Ended up walking Moylan. Look, that's not the worst thing you're thinking at the time because it sets up a double play. Tampa hasn't sniffed a run all night. You're not thinking about that guy scoring. Next batter, Dylan Jasso. Just a harmless-looking flare into shallow right field near the line, but it just magically found that space of grass where neither the first baseman Cuevas or the right fielder Paz could combine to make the play. It drops in. Riggio was stopping at third base. He didn't know if it would be caught or not. He ended up getting on his horse, coming home, and beating the tag of Barroso to tie the game. Meanwhile, Moylan, he was up to second base when that ball dropped in, so he went to third as the winning run. Jasso ends up being credited with the double. Medina is then walked intentionally to load the bases. You understand that move. It puts a force at all the bases. Maybe there's a comebacker to the mound, and Jenkins can go to home, and Prozo can go to second, and that'll be two outs. But it didn't matter. The first pitch, Aguilar hits a hard ground ball up the middle against the drawn-in defense. Mosquera makes a dive, ticks off of his glove into center field. Winning run scores. There's nothing more that Mosquera could have done. There's nothing that Cuevas and Paz could have done in shallow right field. It's just another bounce that didn't go the Mets' way in a season full of those plays. Looking at the box score now, starting with the line score, one run on six hits, no errors for the Mets. Tampa, two runs on four hits, no errors. Hitters in the game, Mosquera went 2-for-4 with the double. LaRusso went 2-for-2 with two doubles. Barroso and Vargas had the other hits for the Mets. For Tampa, Castillo, Jasso, Aguilar, and Palencia had their four hits. Pitchers in the game, Orellana 6 2/3, two hits, no runs, a walk, eight strikeouts, 84 pitches. One of the best, if not the best, pitching performances by the Mets all season. Hawkins behind him, 2 1/3 innings, perfect, with one strikeout. He only threw 25 pitches And then Jenkins, tough situation, loss, blow and save, no outs, two hits, two runs, only one earned, two walked, one intentional. Just a tough spot to be in. It was only a nine-pitch inning. For Tampa, Herman, eight innings of shutout ball, five hits, no walks, three strikeouts. He was ultra-efficient, only 71 pitches for his eight innings. That's the most innings pitched against the Mets by a single pitcher this year. Arjula, he did enough. Two innings, a hit, a run, no walks, and a strikeout. The run was unearned. And the Mets had him maybe on the ropes in the ninth inning, but couldn't quite cash in on that hit, pitch, and stolen base. Ball game played in 2 hours and 7 minutes. Attendance 1,643 baseball loving souls watched their Tarpons win a really fun game. And you saw a little bit of everything tonight. Dominant pitching, stellar defense, a clutch hitting from both sides there in the 10th inning. Tarpons just able to make one more play than the Mets did tonight. Ball game again played in 2 hours and 7 minutes. That would be our second shortest game of the year, beating a 2 hour and 5 minute nine inning game against Palm Beach way back in May. Now have to flip the page to tomorrow as the Mets will try for a Sunday win. Don't want to come over here and get swept in four games. Get something going before they head home for the final week of the season. These guys, they're young. They have short memories. Hopefully they can flood this one from the memory bank and get a win tomorrow. It will be a quick turnaround as we have a noon first pitch. Weather looks great. About a 3% chance of rain. Should be good to go for an on-time start. Hopefully another quick game that will get us back to Port St. Lucie at a decent hour tomorrow night. We will go within 11:50 a.m. airtime with the pregame show tomorrow. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Steinbrenner Field, Tarpons 2, Mets 1 in 10 innings. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. Hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.